This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Jay.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. They're all completely free. In fact, you can create the content that you see there on the front page at freetalklive.com as we jump into some international news that has been brewing now. Well, you could say it's been brewing for years, but certainly it has been explicitly brewing over the last week or two in Venezuela, where massive protests have hit the streets. I mean, they've been in the streets for the last few weeks there anyway, protesting the president, Nicolas Maduro. But today was expected to be a particularly large protest. And indeed it was. Apparently even two people were shot dead during these protests as opponents of President Nicolas Maduro flooded the streets of Caracas and other Venezuelan cities on Wednesday, that's today, battling security forces in what's been dubbed the, quote, mother of all marches, unquote. Is this a new thing? First there's the mother of all bombs?
I guess.
That's not like the real term for the bomb, is it?
I believe that the name of the bomb actually it is Moab, but
it is.
It's
okay.
Yeah, Mother of All Bombs is a nickname for it. I'd have to look.
Oh, it stands for something else, you think?
I believe so.
So anyway, they are marching against the embattled socialist leader Carlos Romero. This, again, according to the AP, was just 3 days away from his 18th birthday. Was walking to play soccer with his friends when he bumped into pro-government militias stalking a pocket of protesters. Family spokesperson Melvin Soho told the Associated Press, based on the accounts of two people who rushed Romero to the hospital after he was hit by gunfire, Soho said, quote, "This was supposed to be a happy moment, but instead I came home to see my brother die." He had returned from Ecuador, where he'd been living for the past year. There was no immediate confirmation that the militias were the ones who shot the boy, and some government officials cast doubt on the account, saying Romero was killed in an attempted assault. In the western city of San Cristobal, a 23-year-old woman identified as Paola Ramirez was shot dead by similar groups, according to the mayor, who said the group circled demonstrators on motorcycles as they were heading home from the demonstration. The two killings bring to 7 the death toll since protests began 3 weeks ago over the Supreme Court's decision to strip the opposition-controlled Congress of its last remaining powers, a move that was later reversed, but not before enraging the opposition and causing a storm of international criticism. The charges of increasing government authoritarianism come against the backdrop of an ever-deepening economic crisis, which we've talked a lot about here on Free Talk Live over the last several years. It's the current, you know, the crown jewel of socialism that you can look at and see just exactly how bad things can really get. And tragically, there are real human lives that are caught in the balance.
Lots of them.
Yeah. And they would very much love to displace this President Maduro, but he, like a lot of people who are in his situation where, you know, they're teetering on the precipice of complete disaster, or you could argue that they already have fallen over the cliff. But, you know, these people tend to cling on to their power for as long as they possibly can, till whatever the bitter end is.
What little power is left in Venezuela, literally, you know, these government authorities literally have all of it because the people are literally in survival mode now. They can't, mm-hmm. you know, really obtain anything. They have to just
Food
survive
is very hard to get.
Every day. And, you know, and then those in the government, because they literally are, you know, the parasites that have been siphoning everything for years, you know, they're probably all set for a while still. Even I know there was a news story that some people in the military or something were, you know, slaughtering a goat or something.
Yeah, that was several months ago.
I know plenty of, you know, I don't know where the goat came from. I mean, I sell goats to people sometimes, you know, mm-hmm. they have, you know, goat barbecues or whatever. But I often talk to people about socialism almost every day. I get into some conversations where I bring up really the only difference between Venezuela and the United States is the fact that the United States has a printing press is a dollar that is honored by the rest of the world through the force of threats and violence. I mean, it's, you know, pretty much the reason for every war is to make sure these countries keep on taking a dollar, you know, accepting a dollar. But as soon as the rest of the world views the U.S. dollar the way they view the Bolivar, you know, the United States, if they weren't careful, could be, you know, well, hopefully we won't get into that position. But, I mean, you know, there's really not much difference. We're still kind of a socialist nation here in the U.S. with all these socialist programs. And the only reason they work is because they can print money. And Venezuela can't.
They cannot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they actually have to hire someone. And they can't even get that done, so they can't pay for the ink.
Right, because the printer is not going to accept the very thing that they are printing as payment. They're going to accept other world currencies as payment, but not the stuff that they're printing out. And the government there does not have enough of another world currency to order more currency being printed. It's a pretty crazy situation. And right now, people are in the streets in Caracas. Tens of thousands of angry protesters converge from 26 different points around the capital to march downtown to the ombudsman's office. Like a half a dozen times previously, their progress was blocked by a curtain of tear gas and rubber bullets fired by riot police officers. Now, there have been some big protests in the United States over the years, but never really a protest of hungry people.
Now, hungry people tend to change their governments.
Yeah. Most of the people in the United States at a protest, they're probably eating pretty well. They just stopped off at the Starbucks, grabbed themselves a, you know, tall or a venti latte, and, you know, mosey on down to the location of where they're going to have the protest. They'll listen to some speakers, they'll chant some chants, and they'll go home and call it a day.
Yep, pat themselves on the back. If they're liberals, they're liable to try to get arrested.
Not always.
I'm thinking if the Venezuelan people were armed like the American people are, it probably never would have gotten to the point it's at now, but at least, you know, if you had hungry armed people, I don't think armed people really even go hungry or go too hungry anyways, but it'd be a different story down there if that population was armed.
Oh, yeah. Well, some of them are armed. The ones who are siding with the government are being given guns, and we'll get to that part of the story here in a moment. As night fell, a few thousand people were still gathered in a plaza in wealthy eastern Caracas as residents in nearby buildings banged pots and pans in a show of support. A group of youths with their faces covered tore down street signs and billboards for makeshift barricades. They then launched rocks and Molotov cocktails against lines of police and National Guardsmen who responded with tear gas in cat-and-mouse skirmishes, likely to last deep into the night. At one point, dozens of protesters amassed on a highway. They fled a cloud of eye-searing tear gas by sliding down a long concrete causeway into the Guare River that traverses Caracas. The Supreme Court's decision has energized Venezuela's fractious opposition, which had been struggling to channel growing disgust with President Maduro over widespread food shortages, triple-digit inflation, and rampant crime, which, of course, makes me want to go and check DolarToday.com, which is one of our favorite websites here to get an update on exactly what the Bolivar, or the so-called Bolivar Fuerte, the strong Bolivar, what it's worth right now on the black market in Venezuela. It's about 4,600 Bolivar to one U.S. dollar. Now, remember, the official exchange rate is 10 to 1. So the real exchange rate in the black market is quite different from what the reality is.
That's been skyrocketing because a few months ago, wasn't it like
2,400?
Yeah, so I was going to say 2,000 or something when I looked at it.
Yep. And it's not going to get better.
No. It's basically toilet paper or wallpaper. Probably a cheap wallpaper for Americans if you want, you know, pretty wallpaper. But, I mean, they got to be using some other currency, you know, there locally, I would imagine.
Yeah,
I mean,
the dollar.
The dollar, Bitcoin, you know, something.
Bitcoin is legal, as I understand it, to use. You can legally use it in Venezuela. Yep. It's just that mining it is something that the secret police are trying to catch you for.
Right, because of the subsidized electricity.
Exactly. So, with its momentum renewed, the opposition is now pushing for Maduro's removal and the release of scores of political prisoners. The government last year abruptly postponed regional elections The opposition was heavily favored to win and cut off a petition drive to force a referendum seeking Maduro's removal before elections late last year. So, what about this? These militias, these people that are doing the killing, allegedly, in the streets, these government-supporting militias who are doing some of the dirty work, apparently, for Maduro. Apparently, Maduro's given them guns. And we'll tell you about that coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. So if you want a gun, you just have to be on his side. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us right here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the massive protests in the streets in Venezuela today that they've been building for the last few weeks. But today was supposed to be a particularly special day for people to get out there, and tens of thousands were in Caracas alone. Other protests elsewhere throughout the country, people obviously upset. They're having a tough time finding food. The exchange rate has been just ruined, just destroyed partially the economy there in Venezuela. And the government, of course, has nationalized industries, which has destroyed them. They're running them into the ground, basically. It's just a crazy situation, and you know the people are rightfully upset about it. We'll continue. You can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I want to let you know about MyPillow, mypillow.com, code FTL. This is a great pillow. I use it every night. Mark, you've got one as well. Your wife has one.
Yes.
And
my in-laws have one. They're I believe my mother has one.
Did they all get them after you got yours, or did
yes.
they already have them? Because our co-host Thursday nights on Chris has had one for years. He loves it. Anyway, it's a great product, and you can try it for yourself with half off by going to MyPillow.com using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's MyPillow.com with code FTL. And if you want two, you can get two for the price of one, so it's up to you. And if you don't like it for some reason, because, again, there's a chance you might not. We love it, though. If you don't like it, you can send it back. They back it with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And if you do like it, then feel good because there's a 10-year warranty on the product as well. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It's washable. It's dryable. It's really an amazing product. Go check it out at MyPillow.com. Use code FTL for the discount. Let's go to the phones, your calls and thoughts. More about Venezuela coming up here. Plus, who's the real Alex Jones? He's in the news. We've got Jarls on the line in Los Angeles. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jarls.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
I'm wondering, do you all believe in this, there is no gravity?
Do I believe that there's no gravity?
That's ridiculous.
I think that it's probably one of, as I understand it, it's one of the sort of scientific theories they're having the most trouble sort of proving that it is reality. But
yeah, for 600 years.
I've fallen off many horses. I believe in gravity.
Yeah. I mean,
well,
like,
now, do you think maybe because you're heavier than the air underneath you, so you will fall until the earth can support you?
Right, and the explanation for that is cause gravity.
But what is cause gravity? Because is gravity...
This isn't a show about physics, so I'm not going to be able to explain gravity to you. I'm not a, physics expert. I'm just a talk show host. But there have been a lot of people for a long time that have held this particular theory. And it is just a theory, right? The idea is that the more massive, my basic understanding, my layman's understanding of it, is that the more massive an object is, the larger its field of gravitational pull. And so therefore the massive object underneath us, which is the Earth, would have this large pull that is pulling people down. On it. They certainly have been on places like the moon where the gravitational pull is not as large.
No, they haven't been to the moon.
Okay, well, now you're getting into another conspiracy theory. Okay,
well,
so...
Well, that's a legitimate theory that people have been wondering since it happened.
When you say it's legitimate, what do you mean by that?
Oh, it's a serious subject that's been questioned. It's not some crack pottery.
Oh, it's definitely pretty crackpot.
Well, I mean, it's been asked. As my understanding, they put some kind of mirror up there on the moon, and they can bounce a laser off of it. Isn't that proof enough they've been there?
Oh, I've heard this, but I'm wondering if the movement of the moon and the Earth and the time the laser...
We know people who've used the mirror, okay? One of our co-hosts has used the mirror.
Oh, they have?
Yeah.
Now, did they account for the refraction and plus both?
I don't know. Why don't you call Thursday night and talk to them? Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. Anybody that wants to go and look up the moon landing conspiracy theory, there's a bunch of pictures that claim that, you know, this is evidence that it wasn't real. But then, if you want, you can go and look up the counter-argument against those pictures and watch as they're decimated. They're just, completely wiped out There's all kinds of, you know, you can just go as deep into this world as you want to, and it's a crazy world, and nobody takes it seriously. No,
spend a lot of time doing it too, and a lot of people do to get stuck in these rabbit holes.
Right.
Rabbit holes. And
I get conspiracy theories sort of surrounding things that affect us, but whether or not a man went to the moon is sort of irrelevant to my life,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the idea behind it, my guess is that somehow the United States had the intention of breaking the Soviet Union financially by pretending that they went to the moon. Okay, fine. You know, the same way as they did with Star Wars, you know, the fake program in the 80s. Okay, fine. So the United States didn't go to the moon. And what?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do about it. And the world's flat. So what? How does my life change?
I don't know, Mark. I think it's just that what you've speculated before. It's just these people want to feel like they know something you don't, or they know some sort of secret that most of the world does not. And so, therefore, they're on the inside track. They're on the in club, the in crowd of all the, you know, whatever 0.01% of the population that believes this claptrap. Now, there are some real conspiracies out there, but don't count me as a believer of these.
If it don't get me more freedom, I really don't care.
Indeed. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So what really matters? Well, you know, things that you can see happening in real life, like the protests in the streets of Venezuela, where there were tens of thousands of people in Caracas today. There have been protests going on there for weeks, ever since the government decided to strip the legislature of what remained of its lawmaking ability, of its powers. That was reversed after a huge outcry, and people took to the streets, with today being a major culmination in some of those protests. Two people were shot to death in the streets, ostensibly by pro-government militias who've been armed up, as the story will tell us here from the Associated Press. With its momentum renewed, the opposition is now pushing for the president, that's Nicolas Maduro's, removal from office, along with the release of scores of political prisoners. Last year, the government postponed their elections regionally.
What are the prisoners reading?
That's a good question.
Probably not well.
Maduro, addressing supporters at a large counter march, seemed open to some sort of electoral showdown. He said that he was anxious to see elections take place sometime, quote, soon, and repeated his call for dialogue, saying he had a proposal that he wanted to make to the opposition. He said, quote, today they attempted to take power by force, and we defeated them again, unquote.
You know, talk like that is going to get you ousted.
Opposition marchers included Liliana Machuca, who earns about $20 a month, holding two jobs teaching literature. Although she doesn't expect change overnight, she said protesting is the only option that the opposition has after what she says are scores of abuses committed by the government.
I think there's more options.
Like
Ben Stone's book, Subversion, Sabotage, and Sedition. Might not have said that right, but I've been listening to it on audio, and that would be great for the Venezuelan people, I think.
Let's talk more about that if you've got some more specific ideas.
Yeah.
I'm interested in what you have to say. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us here on the radio. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
Also, I do want to let you know how to save big time on your purchases at Amazon. What you do is you go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. And that's where you can learn how Purse works. It works really well. Actually, it's real easy. You just add stuff to your Amazon wish list. You import that wish list in over at saveatpurse.com. And then you select your discount. You want to save 10%? You can do that pretty easy. You want to save 20%? That's actually really easy, too. You want to save more than 20%? You might have to be waiting for a little while, because the higher the percentage you put up there, the longer it generally tends to take. But usually 15, 20%, you can get off of your purchase within, like, 24 hours. And it's amazing. You know, it sounds too good to be true. This is one of the few times when it really is as good as it sounds. Go to saveitpurse.com. I do it all the time. I've done it more than 80 times in the last 2 years and have saved over $1,700 off of stuff I was going to buy anyway. So it's a no-brainer. The only catch is you have to use cryptocurrency like Bitcoin in order to get these amazing savings. So once again, it's saveatpurse, saveitpurse.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts more about the conflict ongoing in Venezuela. Coming up first, Don is in Oregon listening to KGOE in Eureka. Hey, Don.
Hey, that goofball that called about no gravity.
Yes, sir.
He had a point.
There was a book by Mark Halperin called The Soldier of the Great War. Fascinating book. I'm pretty sure he was Bob Dole's speechwriter. And the point they brought up was that there's push and lack of push. We have plenty of evidence of that, radiation and what have you. But without a physical attachment, you can't have pull. They're looking in the wrong direction.
Okay, so you're saying you are one of the people who does not believe in gravity, is what you're saying.
Well, I'm saying we should be able to understand it by now. And this is a more credible concept that the bulk of the planet would block the background radiation, whatever, in space from pushing from the other side. You're being pushed from this side. We have no evidence of pull without a physical attachment, but you can understand push. There's only push and lack of push. And that was a point they made, and I'll just leave it at that.
Well, I think it's, again, you know, the whether gravity exists or not is not something that I, as a talk show host, can prove. I am a jack of all trades, right? Like, I know a little bit.
That's great.
About a lot of things.
Prove it.
What's that?
I'm just filling airspace for you, okay?
Oh, I appreciate
Thanks
it.
For taking
Thanks for the call.
And you know, when it comes down to it, honestly, I can't one way or the other. If you want to get in a conversation about gravity when you've done your studying, I'm not going to be able to stand up and say, hey, you know, gravity's true, because for one, the scientists haven't been able to nail down really solid theory for gravity. They're really close. I mean, you know, they're within many, many decimal places, but they're not quite there exactly right. And, you know, maybe you've got a better idea, but I don't know what to do about it. You know, I can't address it.
Let's talk to Brian in Texas, listening on the radio somewhere. Brian, where are you at in Texas tonight? Hello? Brian in Texas? Hello?
Yeah, if you can hear.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
We have you
great,
now.
Great. All right, fantastic. I'm in northeast Texas, but I spend most of my time in Austin.
Okay.
I actually wanted to call in on the same topic, which is everybody seems to be interested in now, which is gravity. So I'm an aerospace engineer.
Okay.
My expertise is orbital mechanics, so I can explain the whole gravity thing in about 30 seconds.
Can you explain it in a way that is understandable to a non-physician?
Yes.
Physicist.
It's actually
Physicist.
Pretty straightforward. Yeah. So the trick with gravity is, there's an equation for gravity. So all scientific method starts with observation. You look at something, you try to explain it, mathematically to prove it. Now, what we discovered about gravity is you can observe it, you can measure it, but you can't understand all of why it exists. That's the controversy. So, you know, it's sort of in a nutshell, the equation for gravity is G, which is called this universal gravitational constant. And it's, you take G, you multiply it times two different masses that are attracting one another, and you divide it by the distance of them squared. The problem is, while we can measure it, we can show that it exists, we can't prove why G is this magical constant number. So, even though it exists and has existed forever, we don't know why.
So isn't Earth 1G?
It's explained as capital G.
Okay.
If you ever looked it up, it's just a capital G, and it's called the universal gravitational constant.
But how much is Earth's gravity compared to this universal gravitational constant?
Well, so capital G is a multiplier that you multiply times the attraction of two masses. So like in the case of the Earth, when you get gravitational acceleration, it's like 9.81 meters per second squared. That's G times the mass of the Earth times your mass or the mass of the thing being measured, which, given the mass of the Earth and the distance between those two objects, is fairly constant. It's the same reason why, like, if you're high up in the mountains and your baking directions have to change a little bit, it's because that distance between your mass, the mass of the thing you're dealing with, and the core of the Earth is slightly elongated. So it makes a difference. It makes a small difference in how temperature and pressure and lots of things react.
Well, there's less pressure because I was in Colorado, and, like, when you boil water. I make bulletproof coffee, and I noticed when I came back home, it took a long time for the water to boil because it boils at 212 roughly here in, you know, 400-foot elevation. And at 5,200-foot elevation, it boils at like 190-something. And that has to do with pressure because I know if you put water – I used to run my truck on vegetable oil, and I would bring the vegetable oil, put it in a vacuum, and warm it up because I could boil the water out of the vegetable oil at 70 degrees Fahrenheit. The water would boil at 27 inches of vacuum, which was a lot cheaper than heating the oil up to 212 degrees. Mm. You just vacuum it, and I could, you know,
right,
I can only
right.
get my water to like 150. And so because of lower pressure, water boils sooner.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you get those sort of differences. So the big problem is you have this thing, again, in this case called capital G, which affects lots of things. Gravity affects lots of deals. We don't know why it is the number that it is. And actually, I'll be honest with you, it's been a while since I've looked specifically at the number, so I can't remember it, but it's called exactly what the value is, but it's a constant. And so the issue or the controversy over anything about gravity is that, you know, well, why is that number there? Why can't we – it can't become – it's a theory of gravity. It can't really become the law of gravity until you can prove exactly why. And that really
right.
probably occurs more on the quantum level. And really, that's it. I promise you gravity exists. Anybody
so this is like right? the reason why it would
oh,
be
I
best,
was pretty sure.
Right. So the reason why it would be best explained as that's just one of the rules of this universe, right? Like those are
right.
it's a constant because it got set that way somehow,
right.
you know, whether it was God or
yeah, you can measure
the programmers.
A potato and a potato or between two planets or the moon or the moon and a rocket ship or the moon and us or and no matter how you measure it, no matter how you do the calculation. That constant G is always the same, but we don't know why.
And Brian, so, thank you for bringing some sanity to this discussion and some smarts. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks
thank
for being
much.
A engineer and listening to this, still listening to this show.
Thanks, dude. Have a great night.
Thanks very much.
It's Brian in Texas. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE, or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Liberty Lover on the line in Ohio. Go ahead.
I learned about what was happening in Venezuela today, and to my understanding, they're marching for democracy, apparently.
Well, the word democracy is used over and over again to mean a whole variety of different things that it just doesn't mean. But, yeah, democracy is sort of a buzzword for human rights.
Well, in this case, I think they would like to have an election. That's something they'd like to see because the government has postponed that, which is an unusual tactic, right? If the United States government were to just indefinitely postpone the national elections, that might get some people on edge.
They're postponing elections for their leadership?
They have done they postponed the regional elections from 2016. And Nicolas Maduro, the president, is saying that he's hoping that the elections will be had soon.
Oh, yeah, I bet he's biting, chomping at the bit for that.
So stand by, Liberty Lover, if you want to comment.
Right.
You're welcome to. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I do have more from the scene down in Venezuela where thousands of people, tens of thousands, are in the streets in Caracas and in other cities around the country. 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here! Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us on the radio waves here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 and Skype in at username lrn.fm. Hey, if you want to help out Free Talk Live, one of the best ways to do it is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, UK, and Amazon Canada. You just go in and get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. You get the same great deals and selection that you're used to. It's just that you're entering through our affiliate link, so they send us a portion of the purchase. So you go to shop.freetalklive.com to do that. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Mark.
Back to Liberty Lover in Ohio on Skype. You were calling about the protests in Venezuela. You had said that you believe they were protesting for democracy.
Yes, that's what I had heard.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a fairly common buzzword around the world, and a lot of people who believe that they're subject to a dictator would probably support democracy as a step in the right direction. We, as libertarians, probably most of us understand that democracy is really just two wolves and a sheep. Yeah, it's two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. I mean, somebody's going to get screwed in that situation, and it, you know, supposedly that rights can be involved, but it doesn't usually work out that well, you know, the rights of the minority.
Well, if I were in Venezuela right now, I'd be pretty pissed off myself. I mean, think about it. These people are starving right now, you know?
Some of them.
A good chunk of them. I mean, that was a big story a couple of months ago, how they're doing terribly right now. They have the highest inflation rate in the entire world right now. And when a lot of people around me try to point out these socialist utopias, I say, hey, have a look at what's happening to Venezuela right now. They're in terrible shape right now.
Yeah, well, then they'll just say, well, they did it wrong. They did socialism wrong. If you put this other socialist in charge, like Bernie, then it'll be done perfectly, and everyone will live happily ever after.
And it will work as long as there is a printing press and the respect of the dollar. But the problem with America's socialism is people around the world in countries that don't want to participate in the dollar, they get bombed. The reason all these wars are happening is to literally keep the dollar strong, and that's how... The only reason the socialist programs in this country work, and I consider all parasite government jobs as part of the socialist program. I don't care if you work for the dog catcher or if you work, you know, for the federal government, that I consider you know, that socialism also. And Venezuela don't have a printing press. Well, bottom line.
What I want to know is, why can't marches like this happen against our own leadership here in the States?
People are not hungry.
They are not hungry.
As long as they have everything. Oh, but as long as they have what they want, it's all okay. But if other people aren't getting what they want, you know, who cares?
There is some protest that does happen here in the States, but
it's weak.
It is very weak. It's a small percentage. Most people are mentally stimulated by the media and the TV and the entertainment.
The bread and circuses, as they might be called.
You get all sports ball. And,
right. People get distracted by, you know, these things that are out there. But for those that aren't distracted, they end up getting co-opted. So if you look back over the last decade, you can look at probably the two most noteworthy protests, sort of long-running ones, were the Tea Party, of course, and then Occupy, which also happened. And it's been several years since those things were really going. Occupy was like 2011, I think.
Occupy is what my buddy in Denver called it.
What do you call it?
Occupy.
Occupy.
It was an operative that was running the Denver Occupy movement.
A government operative?
Government operative. And these guys, they run We Are Change Colorado now, and they...
The government does?
No. These guys that figured this out, who this lady was that was like in charge of it, and she was basically acting kind of like, you know, a liberal hippie, and she was basically had... They did some research on her and found out that she was working for the CIA. And so they called her out on it, and
How does one find that out?
I'm not exactly sure how they went.
Yeah, that's going to be tough to pull that off.
Well, but I went to these We Are Change Colorado meetings a lot when I was out there, and they explained the whole thing, and Winston Smith is what he calls himself on Facebook, my buddy Bruce there, he literally, you know, showed us some videos, and he called her out as an operative, and he would do these mic drop things with the bullhorn and take over the conversation, saying, you know, it's the Federal Reserve, and, you know, he would get into all the, you know, the banker and the money part of it instead of just blaming corporations, because that's kind of what the whole Occupy movement was about, blaming capitalism. And he would go to these things and turn it around. And
It was interesting to see what happened here in New Hampshire, where a good chunk of the Occupy movement were libertarians, and watch sort of the interactions between them. Ended up being there was a schism in Occupy New Hampshire, where the anti-corporate, you know, crowd went their own separate direction, and then ironically created a corporation for themselves, which was really crazy.
Well, I think another one of the reasons stuff like this doesn't happen, and you brought up Occupy. Well, anything that goes against the elites, I really don't think anybody cares about, so long as it's not government for the most part. But I guess it's just the way that a lot of protesters are treated in the United States. You know, authority doesn't really seem to like protesters. They tend to get pepper sprayed all the time, and sometimes even get threats. A couple years ago here, there was going to be an open carry protest, but the local police department in Youngstown actually called the people organizing it and threatened them.
And they backed down?
Yes.
Wow, that's weak.
Oh, boy.
Now, that's why we need to get the people with courage to move to the same place. Thank you for the call tonight, Liberty Lover. The people who love liberty and who are actually willing to stand up against the state, who are willing to take a little bit of risk in order to achieve more liberty in our lifetime, you got to get those people together, because if the leaders of your protest movement are going to call it quits because they received a threatening phone call from the police department, that's embarrassing.
Here's how you know you're not free in this country. You need a permit to protest the government.
Well, you don't. You've got the First Amendment, and you can just go out and hit the streets.
Right. I'm not saying that you should.
There's a bunch of cowardly protest organizers who go and beg for permission.
You can
protest.
Get a permit. I mean, I don't care one way or the other whether you get a permit or not.
I think you're starting off on the wrong foot if you do.
If the lack of a permit stops you from going, then that's when you know you're not dedicated.
I think you're starting off on the wrong foot by going and begging for permission to protest. You are automatically assuming that you do not have a right, because if you ask permission, you are asking for a privilege, and so you might as well just forget about your protest from the word go, because they're going to likely say no, and if they don't say no, then they're likely going to give you provisions with which you would have to, you know, agree in order to have that to have the permit.
Then you're under contract to adhere to them provisions.
You have failed from the beginning if you ask for permission to protest. If you believe you have a right, then you have to act like you believe it. You have to go out there and just exercise that right. And I believe that you do have a right to protest. And, you know, it's still there in that pesky Constitution in the First Amendment that you do have a right to freedom of speech and the right to assembly. And those are all things you have a right to on public property. So do it. Do it peaceably. You know, don't destroy property in the midst of your protest. Then you look bad. You look like the, you know, bad anarchist types that have been at these various different protests around. You don't want to look like them.
Well, I'm going to go peacefully protest and do a little civil disobedience tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
And
in Concord, New Hampshire?
Concord. Actually, I think I might engage in some little peaceful protest twice because we're going to do the 420 event in the State House.
Yep, at 420.
At 420. And, you know, if people got some salad to smoke, they're going to smoke it. And then at 10 o'clock, there is a checkpoint thing that's going on in Manchester also.
That's right, a DUI checkpoint.
That's right. So
which
we're gonna go.
I would like to attend because Thursday's my one night off the week per week from Free Talk Live, and I haven't. I don't.
And
think
you
I've
go
been.
To a protest.
Yeah, that's what I do, Mark. I'm an activist.
I know.
You know, I've played plenty of video games and sat around and watched plenty of TV over my life. It's just more interesting to get out there and actually try to make a difference in people's lives.
It'll be real interesting to see how many people show up at the State House and how many people show up at the. At the DUI checkpoint to protest it.
Yeah, and protest isn't, I don't know if it's the best word for it, because in a, you know, your typical protest has really no impact beyond the possibility of meeting and networking with the people at the protest. But if you're at a DUI checkpoint, then you can actually do, you know, cop blocking. You can actually prevent people from getting arrested, not just for being drunk, but, you know, just, I remember one time when they did a DUI checkpoint out in Walpole, New Hampshire, which is one of the towns in the very west border of Vermont. They did a DUI checkpoint out there. We had about a dozen liberty activists on the scene, so we covered the road, you know, in advance of where the checkpoint was on both sides, so both directions. We had sort of a team there and people with signs indicating that the checkpoint was ahead and that they could just simply turn away at this location and go around the checkpoint.
A person who is dangerously drunk is unlikely to sort of notice and care about a person on the side of the road telling you about a checkpoint.
But there was one person.
These checkpoints are, best I can tell, unconstitutional. Certainly, they impede people's right to travel.
Yeah.
You know, who's this person? Why are they asking me questions? Do they have reasonable, articulable suspicion that I've committed a crime? If they haven't, why am I being stopped?
So
I don't think they're unconstitutional.
I was sharing that there was one car of some teenagers I was told about that stopped to talk to the sign holder, and like a cloud of marijuana smoke wafted out of the vehicle, and you know, it was a good thing they avoided the checkpoint, let's say. So they did turn off, and so we had to probably at the very least save some people from getting arrested that night. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.